It is, you can say, almost impossible. Rather, nobody would even believe this point, that if a person doesn't prepare and he passes. Have you heard this? That there's a student that he totally doesn't prepare, he didn't study, didn't revise, and he came first in the class. Has this happened? Has this occurred? He's got the reward for first, top of the class. Always the person will come first, come top of the class, who will make effort. And how does a person make effort? The syllabus that's given to him. The syllabus, and if he's given 5 kitabs, fiqh 5 kitabs, hadith 5 kitabs, he studies, he reads. After a year he comes and he gives the exam, he sits the exam. And if you ask that person by memory or comprehension or written exam, he passes the exam, isn't it, brothers? So this is the worldly example of exams, and there's an exam of the hereafter. And what's the exam of the hereafter? What is it? Everybody knows. Everybody is aware, and if everyone's forgotten, then you'll see that a student who fails, why didn't you study this subject? Oh, I forgot. Can he forget? If he forgets, he fails. And if may Allah Ta'ala not allow, if we forget our subject, then will we pass? The question doesn't arise. The question doesn't arise. So at this moment in time, the preparation we're making for the exam, the test, when we'll go into the grave, then we'll be asked in the grave very simple, basic questions. 3 questions, and everybody knows the 3 questions. I remember there was a daif old woman, and the doctors had said that she's going to pass away, and she'd call an alima every day and say, what is it? She said, they give me 10 minutes every day in the evening. She said, what do you have to do? She said, can you just make me revise that lesson that I have to answer the questions in the grave so that I don't forget? Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Those 3 questions, she said, I'll time and time again, you will ask me the questions and I'll answer them so that I can revise the lesson so I can give the answers in the grave. MashaAllah. But this is not the preparation. This isn't how you revise for the grave, is it? This is not such a thing that you can do hifz of these answers. No. Rather, brothers, the syllabus is an amali syllabus. It's a practical syllabus. The worldly syllabuses are those that you study theory-based. You study the theory and take the test. But for the hereafter, it's a practical test. 3 questions. Who is your Rabb? And you'll be asked about the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Do you know who is this? Or you'll be shown. You'll be asked, who is your Nabi? Or you'll be shown an image. Who is this great personality? And in my mind, I'm thinking, is it just 2 things? That for people like us, and when we're asked, and those who have the great status, they'll be shown the image, and those who don't have the status, they'll be asked. There was a muhaddith of the Deoband, and a great personality. And he used to cry, and he said, Hazrat, why do you cry? He said that I feel like that I die quickly, so that I'm asked that, tell me, do you know about this person? What do you know about this person? What ashik lover he was. Imagine how his thoughts, where his thoughts went to, how far his thoughts went, that I'll be asked after death, who is this person? I'll be shown the image of Rasulullah, and that'll be a great opportunity for me to do ziyarah. That's why he used to yearn that he passes away. So these are the 3 questions, and the questions are very important. Who is your Rabb? Who is your Creator? Question 1, about Allah will be asked. Secondly, about the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And thirdly, what is your deen? What is your path? So when, who gave us the syllabus? Hazrat Jibreel Islam came, and the Prophet ﷺ was sitting, the Sahaba were there, and Hazrat Jibreel Islam came and sat in front of the Prophet ﷺ. You know all the hadith, this is the hadith of Jibreel, very famous hadith. And he asked the 3 questions that, can you tell me what is Iman, what is Islam, what is the deen? Subhanallah. These are the questions, isn't it? So he gave the syllabus, that this is the syllabus for your ummah, we have to prepare. We have to follow. So let's see today, that have we forgotten or do we remember this subject? If we've forgotten, then obviously we'll be given the scolding in thereafter. We'll fail. We'll fail. And the preparation for the test is amal and practical. We'll be asked, who is your Rabb? We'll have to answer. What do we have to do if we're asked, who is our Rabb? That individual will pass if he has obeyed Allah, he believes in Allah. Any man to have iman is in the grave, he'll be asked. Did you have yaqeen, certainty in Allah, and you always practice the orders, you obey the orders of Allah, that person will pass. Alhamdulillah. Will pass, everybody. Yes, obviously we pray salah, we do amal, we do actions. Then the 2nd question, The second question that will be asked, that about the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that is the second question that Jibreel alaihi salam asked, that what is Islam? These all link, don't they? First was, what is Iman? It will be asked about Allah. And everything about what is Islam is based on the Sharia and the Sunnah. Whoever did Amal, practice the Sharia, the Sunnah, whatever extent a person practiced. And he'll say, yeah, I know the answer. There'll be that person will be asked, who is this person? About the Prophet ﷺ, he'll say, I know who this person is. This is my Nabi Muhammad ﷺ. So we have to prepare for this. We haven't forgotten this, have we? We know what is Sharia, Sunnah. We all know this, don't we? Yes, we remember. The third question, this is the dangerous thing that we've forgotten. Subhanallah. Very dangerous and difficult one to us. Today this knocked in my mind that the whole ummah that will be stuck in the akhirah will be stuck on this question, or people will fail on this third question. Listen carefully to what I'm saying. What is that question? That man deenukum, what is your deen? Allahu Akbar. The third question was what? Jibreel alayhi salam, when he came to the Prophet, what did he ask? Allahu Akbar. What is ihsan? This was the third question, wasn't it, to the Prophet that Jibreel alayhi salam asked. So this third question, what is ihsan, Jibreel alayhi salam asked, is linked to the third question, man deenukum. And he's not asking your deen, what is your religion? Because we know Allah, Rasul. So these are the, now we're being asked the ruh of the deen, the spirit of the deen, the soul of the deen. They tell us, what is the soul of the deen? The angels will ask in the grave. So the answer for that, what will be the answer? That it is based on ihsan, the knowledge of ihsan. Do you understand what I'm saying? That individual who understands and works hard and makes effort on ihsan, I need to achieve the station of ihsan. I told you, isn't it, what's ihsan? That Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, the ihsan is as if you are worshipping, as if you are seeing Allah. And if you don't feel that, then at least you feel that Allah is watching you. Tell me, brothers, how many of us remember this sabak today? Whoever doesn't remember this sabak, only that person will revise this subject if he prepares. Prepares. So how do we prepare to answer this question? The question arises that how do we reach the platform, the station of ihsan? How do we get to that level of ihsan? Yes, is this not necessary for every Muslim? My friends tell me, is it not necessary? It's essential, essential. Just like the first two questions, مَنْ رَبُّكُمْ مَنْ رَسُولُكُمْ. The third question is just as essential, that if we don't give the third answer, only those people will answer question number three who study this subject, who attain the level of ihsan, and those who use the methods to attain ihsan, they'll say, yeah, I know the answer to this. I know what is ihsan. You understand? So how, what method shall we adopt to prepare for this question? That how do we get to the level of ihsan? What is the preparation, revision to achieve ihsan, my brothers? The tariqah for this, the revision, the preparation, Allah Ta'ala has told us, subhanallah. The preparation for this question number three is maraqabah, maraqabah, subhanallah. Subhanallah, what is it? It is maraqabah. Allahu Akbar. That from maraqabah a person attains ihsan, and answer number three. All preparation is from maraqabah. How? That maraqabah, what does it maraqabah do? When a person does maraqabah and he remembers Allah in his heart, and when he achieves the station of maraqabah, what maqam does he reach to? That is, every ibadah is as if that he is seeing Allah. He is in the presence of Allah. Subhanallah. Every person who does maraqabah, alhamdulillah, gets to that level. That station works hard, makes effort, and he perfects the subject and he gets to that level. That's why the Sufi hazra, the Sufi individuals, you'll see, especially the Naqshbandi order of teachers that I have a link with. Alhamdulillah, I have a link with all four salasil, all four orders of tasawwuf. Alhamdulillah, this is the one that I teach. I had sohbat with my sheikh, I studied it, and I saw it, and Naqshbandi sisla, I learnt it. And I was taught it. So on this subject, you have to do effort. You have to make effort on this subject. Alhamdulillah, how do you make effort? With maraqabah. Maraqabah. And the hal of the teachers that I saw in my life, our pious elders, first and foremost, my Hazrat Rahimahullah. May Allah Ta'ala enlighten his grave, fill it with noor, and give him a great maqam and level. I saw myself that Hazrat had one ibadah. Makkah, Medina, Maraqabah. From morning till evening till night, he would be in Maraqabah. And he was so much in Maraqabah, he wouldn't eat or drink. Subhanallah. So why? Because he'd be in that situation that Allah, he, as if he is seeing Allah, is the Jaliyat, Taljal of Allah, what is the Jaliyat, were his mercies and blessings. He attained this maqam by making effort. As Uthman Damani rahmatullahi, who is a sheikh in our silsila, in our order, his habit was as soon as Isha would finish, he'd go into Maraqaba, that's it. And he would be jogged at Fajr time. That Allah, Allah, and he would then stand up. Subhanallah, what a great sheikh. These are those great sheikhs who we know. Otherwise, in the ummah has to reply for this. In the grave, we have to give this answer. This question will be asked to us, from us. What is your deen? Why don't we prepare for this? It's surprising. Why have we forgot this subject? The subject we've forgotten that we won't be able to give the answer for in the hereafter, in the grave. Am I right or am I wrong? Tell me. How many people are there who focus on this point, that we need to get to this level of ihsan? So the tariqah is what? To attain ihsan, where do we make effort? What do we do? From maraqaba. Maraqaba. And this maraqaba, it has different stages and levels and phases. First is dhahir. Obviously, you have to go to a teacher, to an individual. He initiates your maraqaba, the sheikh. You know, when we go to a sheikh, and then all of the teachings are given, this the preparation for this subject and question. Alhamdulillah, we pray salah, and we have other things we do, salah and other actions that we do. We make effort. We make effort, don't we? People go on chilla, we go on jamaat, etc. Everything. We are making effort on salah and fiqh and jurisprudence and hadith. Everything, all subjects are progressing. But wahid, the walis of Allah, the friends of Allah, you go for the one reason, so that we can attain the station, the platform of ihsan, the level of ihsan. We come and stop here. We freeze, oh, it's not important for us, it's not necessary, I don't need to do this. So what's the third question then? Tell me. What's the answer? Tell me the third subject that we've been given. Tell me. And how will we prepare for it? How will we answer the question? Am I right or am I wrong? Yes, then tell me. Yes, but the reason is that we are students. This ummah has forgotten this subject. The ummah has neglected this subject. Everything is optional. It's not necessary. It's a minor. Okay, I prayed salah. I've done this X, Y, Z. I don't need to do anything else. Namaz, there's no salah that doesn't have ihsan in it. You have to have both. You have to have this feeling in every Quran, in every ibadah. Quran, talawat, whatever ibadah you're doing. If you don't have this feeling and emotion of ihsan that you are watching Allah, seeing Allah, or if you cannot feel that, then at least you feel that Allah is watching you. And if you don't even have that, then your ibadah is without the soul. And then if we don't have this, we have to make effort. We have to attain this level and feeling and emotion. And to attain this feeling and emotion, obviously then you have to go to the institute, the place of learning. You have to meet the teachers. You have to sit with them. They will teach you. So this is the subject that we need to study. That's why we go to the awliya Allah. We make a wali of Allah our teacher. Then the wali Allah initiates you on that subject with dhikr of Allah. With dhikr of Allah. First and foremost, the taste and enjoyment the student attains, the new students who come to a sheikh, in the beginning, they don't have that feeling or taste or enjoyment. If they don't do dhikr loudly, many people come new, they say, Hazrat, please do dhikr loudly. I like that. I enjoy that. I can understand that. I can relate to that. But we have enjoyment in silent dhikr. But the loud dhikr is like, you know, children's play in the nursery, just to create the enjoyment and awareness. New people, obviously, it's dhikr. So great dhikr has effect, creates jazb and passion. Jahir dhikr, loud dhikr has his feelings and emotions. But this is the first step. Ask those people who've got to ihsan, who do silent dhikr maraq, when they get to that maqam, Hazrat Bahuddin Ikhwan said that this is bidah. He said this, I cannot do dhikr loudly. He had the passion so much, he developed the taste of silent dhikr. The Mushayikh Ikram said that, what can we do? The people are new, we have to bring them up to speed. Otherwise nobody new will come. How will he learn maraqaba and do silent dhikr? Is this not the case? So first and foremost, a person gets taste and enjoyment. This is the ibtida, the initiation, jahr dhikr. Yes, he has develops the awareness and the realization in the sheikh, brings the student onto the path. Then he takes him to the second level. This is called dhikr-e-qalbi. Dhikr-e-qalbi. And so the sheikh brings the student to step number two. This is the Naqshbandi silsila, syllabus, I'm telling you. Stages. We haven't got to the destination yet. So then the qalbi dhikr is two. When the qalbi dhikr becomes solid, then he doesn't feel like doing jahr dhikr, loud dhikr anymore. He feels like that I don't want to do loud dhikr, because qalbi dhikr, dhikr of the heart, is 70 times greater. Because a person, when he gets the taste of loud dhikr, it disappears, because he's getting 70 times more achievement in the qalb, in the heart, silently. To say Allah in the heart, silent, the lutf, the enjoyment, the feeling, the satisfaction, attainment. All mashallah students say, this is not a speech, this is a syllabus that I'm explaining to you, that we are all students. We need to understand what effort we are making, where are we going? What are we doing? Why are we doing this? That Naqshbandi, if this silsila was totally, I was to teach it, then I would never do loud dhikr. But new students come, new people, new women, sisters, they enter into the silsila. You have to take everybody on the journey. Remember this. So the asal station, the destination is the qalbi dhikr, the dhikr of the heart. So the salik, the student, when he embarks on the journey, he progresses, goes through the phases. There's a kamal of the Naqshbandi order of teaching, that our start is from then dhikr-e qalbi, from the silent dhikr in the heart. So the mashayikh of Naqshbandi silsila, the first sabak they give, the first lesson is dhikr qalbi, the dhikr of the heart. But because people are in the initial stages, to bring him towards qalbi dhikr, you have to give him loud dhikr first. Make that person realize what is dhikr, enjoy it, attend it, and feel good about it. So then what happens? That after dhikr qalbi, then he gets the next maqam. This is the asal maraqabad. Dhikr khafi, silent dhikr, is not maraqabad that we do. Yes, maraqabah comes further. Further, it's the next step. It's the next step, the asbaq, the lessons. Yes, there are many more levels of lessons and of dhikr that other silsilas do. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. But when maraqabat come, the lessons of maraqabat, and what does a person attain then? Then he gets the platform of ihsan, the level of ihsan. We need to struggle for this. This is a very high level subject, specialist subject. When a person passes this subject, then on the third question, what reward will Allah give to him? Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allah will say, remove the levels from this person. Remove the veils from in front of this person. All the veils from in front of this person. Remove the veils. I remember it was my younger brother. He is Shaheed. Suddenly he passed away some time ago. And my mother used to cry for him, but subhanallah, he used to dhikr in a grief. He was a young man, he was 32 years old, 32 when he passed away. And he sat in the company of Hazrat Sahib. Hazrat Sahib used to control him. He was so passionate about dhikr. Asim was his name. And we used to see that he used to dhikr in a great way. He used to, like a fish, he used to shake, like a fish out of water. And Hazrat used to like him in a young age. He was given the work, he used to study. And he was a flight engineer for an airline. And he used to do dhikr and pray. When Allah Ta'ala only gave him a short life, he passed away. And my mother used to cry after him. And she didn't get satisfaction that my son, of course, obviously, if the child has died at a young age, when she went to Umrah, she sat down. And in Riyadhul Jannah, she was near to Riyadhul Jannah. And she was doing dua. Allah, my Asim, where is he now? How will he be? Allah Ta'ala gave her a feeling of sleepiness, you know, like a bit of drowsiness. You know, when a person gets drowsy, he goes into like light sleep. Then Asim came, subhanAllah. She saw. He said, Ammi, why are you worried? Why are you pestering me? Look at the dialogue. And so beautiful he was looking, and Jameel. And I soon, subhanAllah, look at this, the hal of the qabr. He said, soon as I passed away, Ammi, soon as I was put into the grave, Allahu Akbar, subhanAllah. Then as soon as I was lowered into the grave, he said, just for a little while, it was a little bit severe for me in the grave. Looked a bit severe. After that, straight away I gave the answers. Then Allah Ta'ala opened all the doors, subhanAllah, subhanAllah. And why are you worried, mum, for me? Why are you worried? And when she heard this, she became happy and she was satisfied. Why? Because martaba ihsan, when a person, this is how you will get success. Remember this. Remember this. When a person gets success like this, then your salah will be full of success. Because martaba of ihsan, the station of ihsan, the platform of ihsan is the ruh, the soul of the questions in the qabr, of the question in the grave. And when the person gets to ihsan, then his levels go higher. He gets to lilayat, every deed he does, every ibadah, it's as if he is seeing Allah. Then will he have riyah? Will he show off? Will he be doing to show people? Will there be anything lacking in his ibadah, in his worship? So this third question and level will make all your deeds accepted. All impurities will be removed, eradicated. See how important this is? The Sufi tariqah method and going to the khanka, sitting with the sheikh and working hard on the lessons the sheikh gives. And how Allah's great mercy is that Allah Ta'ala in the Western Hemisphere has given us a khanka. Subhanallah. What a great Quran blessing that no one is lost. So no one loses out. Not one, not two, not three, not four. Five khankas Allah's made. Subhanallah. Can anyone think, imagine that, who Allah, what does anyone know here? What is a Sufi, Tasawwuf? There are many people who pray Salah, but no. Allah Ta'ala has given the darajat in Islam. That Allah will ask the questions. And if we say, Allah, we were in that country, we didn't know, and we didn't have any place to go, there was no man, no wali of Allah to teach us, what can we do? Will we make excuses? A wali Allah is doing kashf in Gadai Sharif. 4,000 miles far. And Allah gave him kashf, that prepare a man and send him the teacher so that he can open the khanka so the fairs can come to people. So we, what martaba, what station do we need to achieve? What level? Tell me, are we just stuck on jahab dhikr? On loud dhikr, we enjoy doing loud dhikr, subhanallah. So if I stop doing loud dhikr, I think half the jamaat will reduce. Somebody will start sleeping, some will leave. But this is reality. The person is awake at that time when he's in maraqaba. Yes. Like today, if a person, if he sees that the tajalliyat of Allah, can he sleep? Can he sleep? So this thing's lacking in our lives, isn't it? Yes, so my brothers, let's go forward to the next level. Let's step ahead. Dhikr qalbi, increase it. The dhikr of the heart. If you're miserly and stingy, look, Allah Ta'ala's karam and mercy, the biggest mercy, is that Allah Ta'ala has opened the doors for us. Allah has opened the doors for us. Otherwise, tell me, how would we get dhikr qalbi? What do we know? What is dhikr? What is ihsan? What is how to do dhikr? Just like in every subject, if Allah Ta'ala didn't send an alim, we wouldn't know what is ilm. If madrasas weren't open, we wouldn't know what is ilm. If the bleak jama'ah wasn't present, we wouldn't know what is the effort for salah, etc. Everything's been opened. Allah has opened the doors so that no one can complain in this country. In the same way, the highest level of Jannah, where Allah Ta'ala's sight, where people see Allah on the station of Ihsan. So a person who is used to in this world, whatever he's doing, is it's as if he's seeing Allah. Then all he will need in the Akhirah, when he'll get there, he'll get that as well. Automatically, won't he? If he's got to that level in the world, that whatever action he's doing, it's as if he's seeing Allah. Allah's made us the best students, the dhakirin, the dhakirin hazrat. Don't consider it as a minor. You're doing something's waste of time. Allah's great karam. If we die unsuccessful, and we've being given this subject, we don't get this maqam of Ihsan, that would be a very big misfortune, very sad, that even after being given it on a plate, we've left it. Those who haven't attained this yet, I say for the sake of Allah, look in the Akhirah, let's avoid the regret of the grave in the Akhirah. Right now, we still have a chance. I'm telling you clearly, one subject, one question, if you forget the answer, you won't pass. This is that subject that the everything, all the answers and the blessings and the rewards are based on this, on the martaba of Ihsan. The station of Ihsan will give us everything. So we should do in high quantity maraqaba, high number maraqaba, the dhikr khafi, do it in high quantity, a lot of it, so that the next stage of maraqaba, you can get used to it. Always be focused on the lataif, the lessons you're given, be focused on that, close your eyes, always be focusing on Allah's name, be immersed in Allah Ta'ala's remembrance, always revise this lesson. So much effort, it's not necessary to close your eyes, alhamdulillah, your eyes can be open and you can be doing maraqaba, remembering Allah, dhikr qalbi, and that same action is being carried out continuously. Remember this, my brothers, let's try, make effort. We're doing this morning, evening, we're doing dhikr. But we shouldn't just say, oh, I've come and done dhikr and I've gone. No, make a habit. That adopt silence and focus on your heart. Allah, 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 ismi adat, Allah's name. Remember it morning and evening. Complete your tasbihs. If it's less, meet your sheikh, for example, and give targib to your friends. Like we say, why don't you pray salah? Why don't you do this? We should also say, why don't you learn dhikr? This ijtima that we had, what was the reason for this? This is not some game or some just for the sake of it we got together. This is the tariqah of the mashayikh. Our hazrat in Pakistan, Hindustan, Indian subcontinent, every year there's ijtima. The mashayikh, the Sufis, they come, and Hazrat Fazal al Quraysh Rahmatullah, and he used to have ijtima every year. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. That even, for example, even despite the fact that maybe we don't make effort, Allah Ta'ala has allowed this to happen here as well. For this reason that we give targheeb and we encourage others and bring them and invite them to come and do dhikr of Allah. And special dhikr, dhikr qalbi, learn this special dhikr so that you can get to the platform of ihsan slowly, slowly and attain it and feel it. And there's no difficulty, it's not hard, it's not too difficult for us to attain. Such a great, Allah Ta'ala has made us preparation for us to get to the station of Ihsan that it doesn't disturb our worldly routine. There are people sat here who are businessmen, employees, there's doctors, sahab, everyone, all different types of people, different professions. Did you have to take a day off? That give us a week off that we have to do dhikr. Have you ever had to do that? No. Have you ever taken, for tabligh you have to take chutti? time off, you have to go on chilla, you have to go on holiday, you have for the madrasa to teach, etc., to attend. But dhikr is such an action. No, that your hand, your hands and body is in the work of the dunya, but your heart is attached to Allah. That keep your heart attached to remembrance of Allah, and your body is doing the work of the dunya. You don't need no holidays, no days off. Go morning to evening work, come back in the evening, alhamdulillah, and gather the treasures of Allah for thereafter, subhanallah. So, your hand and body is in work. Yes, haath ho garga mein. So your hand and body, Allah Ta'ala doesn't say, oh, my Hazrat Sahib gave me the first nasiha, now you've become a Sufi, a teacher. Don't fall in this trap sitting at home on the couch, on the sofa. I'm giving you this first instruction that in your life you have to earn with your hands, even if you have to sweep with a broom. And if, I don't want to hear that you're sitting in the khanqah and people are coming to you eating, and there's dawats and invitation to feast. No, no. Every child is tarbiyah doing with halal earnings, and halal earnings is that you will earn with your hands. Subhanallah, this was my sheikh and he sent me to this country. That whatever you do with your hands, it should be halal as well what you earn. Tell me, how can I sit on social security and the sheikh's hukum? If you don't do this, as I said, then your work will cease. Your work will cease. It will not continue. You'll get punishment. So is this a person can't do work of the deen? No, no, no. I don't want to do anything. I don't want to work. No. Because Allah Ta'ala has kept the deen of the work of the deen like this. That your work of the dunya should not stop. Your earnings should be correct. And you should continue the work of the deen. This is the barakah of the Hazrat Sahib. Look. Allah's karam, mercy, favors. And our pious elders with their barakah, this work progresses and strengthens. If we didn't have Hazrat's barakah, never would this work progress here. We wouldn't be sat here today if Hazrat's barakah wasn't there. I remember I was so tired in the evening when I used to come back from my shop. It's not easy. From the morning, 7 a.m, you go all day long, you work, and the duty that, if, then you have to go to the khanqah in the evening, Hazrat Sahib. You have to host dhikr, meet people, 2:30 a.m, I'd be there. But this was barakah, has Allah's favor and the barakah of my sheikh. Not one day did I miss, not one, Allahu Akbar. To this extent, I remember that when I got the news from Pakistan that your brother's passed away, what happened? Imagine the tragedy. That time it was Isha time in the evening. And my people and my family, they were unconscious, they were so upset, they were crying. And I took my blanket and I came to the khanqah. I hosted the dhikr gathering, the whole gathering. I felt no sadness that time. I tell you the truth, wallahi, I didn't feel it. We did the whole gathering of dhikr. I didn't say anything to anyone. After the dua, then in my mind, then my tears came from my eyes after that. This is not my achievement. This is not achievement, but istiqamah, steadfastness Allah gives to a person like me, who's not useless, that Allah, na'uzu billah, but Allah Ta'ala wants the work of the deen to progress. When the barakat of the pious elders, day off? What's a day off? Who gives the request for day off? Oh, give me a day off for not doing dhikr, please. No, this does not happen in this profession. Oh no, I do this job, I did that job, I used to do that. Tell me, for example, all of you are different types of professions in front of me. He's a retired policeman, he's a doctor, he's an engineer here. And what type of engineer is he? He's an atomic engineer. They all sat here, they've studied, graduated. Is there anyone here who tells me who's taken a day off because he has to go to dhikr gathering? Do you not come here regularly? Do you have to take days off? Don't realize that you've worked all day long or not. Allah knows best. So what a beautiful action. How beautiful is the dhikr of Allah? Tell me. So beautiful is this action. No excuses. You don't have to give request, I'm going somewhere else, I can't do dhikr, and I'm going on safar. Allah Ta'ala says that I'm giving you food as well, and if you're going on a journey, you're not doing a favor to me, I'm delivering the food to you, aren't I? Allah Ta'ala says, the amount of work of the deen you do, the more food I'll give to you. Allah says, that not sat at home. Allah Ta'ala says that you'll get Jannah even if you sit at home and do dhikr. Allahu Akbar, subhanAllah, the ummah of Isa alayhi salam, the ummah of Musa alayhi salam, they came before us, but the ummah of Muhammadi, Allah says, work, eat, that work and then you'll get the food. Work and then you'll go. Not that you can just sit at home and not do anything. There will be no barakah if you don't make effort. Am I right or am I wrong? So this is the dhikr of Allah. Allah hasn't given us time off, like holidays and don't do dhikr. Allah has given barakat and blessings if you do more. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you feel awake? Has it aroused your passion? So will you do dhikr? You won't make excuses, will you? You will do the work? So now you don't present requests, oh, I need a day off, days off, I'm not going to come. The shop, you run your shops, and if my shop ran and your shop ran, I was on my own. So I used to buy stock, pick it up. There was a brother who used to help me, very beloved, mashallah, boy who used to help me. Allah gave me a young man to help. He said, I'm not going to leave Hazrat Sahib. All life long he spent with me, subhanAllah. He was young, he came, he said, Hazrat, please keep me as your worker. I said, you tingu, thin man like you, frail? He said, no, I'm not going to leave. I said, okay, come. All his life he stood in the shop, subhanAllah, that personality. Tell me. So Allah Ta'ala, when he runs this silsala, then today all the khankas that I made, you're sitting here, and look how many people are gathered, and they recite the name of Allah. So this is Allah who's allowing this to progress, isn't it? Or am I doing this, or are you doing this, or is some human being doing this, or is this from adverts? No, this is wrong. This is just the means that we use, the adverts, announcements, but it's Allah who progresses and promotes. It's Allah's great mercy. Allah's using us for His work. Allah selected us for His work. There could be thousands of Asifarukis, thousands of people like you, thousands of peers and thousands of other people. It's Allah's karam and mercy and asan. For Allah, He's making us do the work of His deen. He selected us. You think we are special people? We've achieved something? Allahu Akbar, subhanAllah. That, for example, yes, you've done very good and you've achieved a lot, and mashallah, you serve the guests of Allah with your wealth and your bodies and your effort and with your money. You're great people. Great people. The great levels you've attained. And mashallah, you've even made your heart, the heart of your sheikh, happy. That all the guests are happy. They came and you spent and you worked hard, the women and the men. And mashallah, I'm very grateful to you. May Allah, they'll give you great levels in Jannah, in paradise, for the effort you did, for the guests who came a few days ago, that you arranged this gathering, you assisted and you helped. And there's, mashallah, no complaints in anyone's heart. The guests who came, they went. Even small young children, they worked hard. So who gives this to us opportunity? Who? Allah gives us the opportunity. And if Allah Ta'ala didn't want him, made him sleep, he ran away, puts his hand in his pocket. No, I can't spend here. I can't do anything here. This is Allah's karam. Whoever Allah Ta'ala takes the work of the deen from, Allah takes the work of the deen. Ask him to do the work of the deen. So this is Allah Ta'ala's work. When Allah's work is progressing, it doesn't stop. When Allah makes it run, when the person's running it for his gains, then he can never make it progress and achieve the levels, never. So brothers, this is the subject of today, the lesson of today that I've presented to you. The sabak of today, that today's lesson, is that there are three subjects. If we forget one, which is the most important subject we all have to pass, what is that? Say loudly, the station of Ihsan. Everyone in the world's forgotten except for the Sufis, and the Sufi makes effort on this to get to the level of Ihsan. The Sufi works hard on Martaba Ihsan. We're on that stage, and if we don't feel the enjoyment, if we just feel enjoyment of Jahr Dhikr, then you are lacking something. Then what should you feel the taste in? Which is 70 times greater Dhikr. Why don't you do the tasbih of the dhikr-e qalbi, of the maraqba? Why don't we sit 5-10? Why do we just sit 5-10 minutes for silent? For hours we should be doing dhikr. If you're free, close your eyes. Close your eyes. And everywhere you can do dhikr. In your shop, in front of the computer, wherever, opening your eyes. Yes, everywhere. Even if your eyes are open in duty, at work, even if you've got uniform, without uniform, whatever. There's no restriction, obstacle that you can't become a dhikr. Say subhanAllah, subhanAllah. Recite Durood Sharif.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen, as-salatu was-salamu ala sayyidina mursaleen, shafi'i al-muzlameen, tahwa yasin, al-aib al-ameen. Hemen Mulad Rabbi ne fazl kam se is majlis ko tum qaim kiya tera fazl hai tera karam hai hamare par hamare buzurgon ki barkat hai mere maula isko isi tarah qaim aur daim rakhna mere maula hame na shukr ana banana mere maula ya allah hame rad na farma is majlis ya allah din ka kaam lene ki taufeeq dete rehna mere maula kisi kisam ke shaitani waswas hamare dil mein paida na karna mere maula to apna fazl karam se hamare aakhri dam tak aakhri maut tak hum is silsile se qaim rakh aur humse khidmat leta rahe جو جو ہمارے میں صلاحیتیں تو ہم سے بہتر جانتا ہے میرا مولا ہم سب سے اپنی صلاحیتوں مطابق کس دین میں ہم سے خدمت دیتا رہے یا کریم تو اپنے فضل و کرم سے ہر مجلس ہماری کامیاب فرما دے ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے ہمارے گھروں کو بھی آباد فرما ہمارے بچوں میں اس کا شوق پیدا فرما ہماری بستی میں پیدا فرما ہمارے دین کا ہر یہ شعبہ جو ہے اس میں اس ذکر کا جو میرے مولا شوق پیدا فرما اور ہمارا رخ خانقاہوں کی طرف کر اللہ والوں کی طرف کر تاکہ اس سبجیکٹ کو اس مضمون کو ہم پکا کر سکیں وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ محمد وعلیہ صحابہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم